Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Elise, the Spider Queen, a biography from League of Legends. Read to you by Prestige Edition. The Lady Elise was born centuries ago to House Kythera, one of the oldest bloodlines of Noxus, and swiftly learned the power of beauty to influence the weak. When she came of age, she entertained the courtship of Bernholt, heir to House Zavin. Their union was opposed by many, since it would strengthen Kythera at Zavin's expense. But Elise worked hard to beguile her intended husband, and manipulated her detractors to secure a betrothal. Unbeknown to her, this political marriage had been planned for many years by shadowy forces working behind the scenes throughout the Empire, with Bernholt Zavin a mere pawn in a much larger game. Even so, it was an unexpected twist that Elise should dominate him so completely, and while he remained the face of his house, it was clear who was in charge. As time passed, his resentment grew. One evening, over a typically frosty dinner, Bernholt revealed he had poisoned her wine and demanded Elise withdraw from society and allow him to take up the reins of power. Knowing he would have the antidote about his person, Elise played the role of a remorseful wife, weeping and begging her husband's forgiveness. Just as it seemed he might be convinced, she snatched up a knife and plunged it into his heart. Even with the antidote, Elise was bedridden for weeks. And it was then that the pale woman approached her. The enigmatic mistress of the Black Rose spoke of a secret society where hidden knowledge and sorcery were shared among those who could be trusted, and kept from those who could not. In truth, the pale woman did not care who controlled each of the noble houses, as long as they were sworn to her. Since Elise had killed the thrall Bernholt, she would have to prove her own value, or a more suitable replacement would be found. Seeing a path to greater power, Elise took to the Cabal like few before her. She met often with the most prominent members, trading influence and thwarting her rivals in a complex web of tangled schemes. With the wealth of two houses, there were not many who could oppose her, and she became even more adept at persuading others to do her bidding. Eventually, she learned of an object that held great significance for the Black Rose, the skull of an ancient warlord known as San Uzal, rumored to have been hidden long ago in the Shadow Isles. Keen to gain the Pale Woman's favor, Elise found a desperate, debt-ridden captain willing to bear her and a handful of devotees to the cursed city of Helia. They came ashore on a beach of ashen sand and were tormented by spiteful wraiths as they searched in vain for the lost vault. But Elise found something she had not anticipated. A creature of the long-forgotten past had made its home in the lightless depths beneath the city. This bloated, chitinous monster was the spider god Vilemaw, and it erupted from the darkness to devour the intruders, before sinking its fangs into Elise's shoulder. She fell, howling and convulsing as the venom wrought terrible changes upon her body. Her spine rippled with undulant motion, and arachnoid legs pushed out from her flesh. Finally, breathless with the agony of transformation, Elise turned to find her new master looming above her. An unspoken understanding passed between them in that moment, and she scuttled back to the beach, untroubled by the isle's spirits as she weaved in and out of the twisted tree line. Some weeks later, when her ship arrived back at the Noxian capital in the dead of night, Elise had regained her human form, though she was the only living thing left aboard. Though no evidence was ever found of the warlord's skull, the pale woman saw Elise's dangerous new gift for what it was, a means to come and go safely between Noxus and the Shadow Isles. An accord was struck wherein the Black Rose would provide Elise with endless unwitting sacrifices to offer up to the Spider God, and in return, she would recover any artifacts of power she could from those benighted, forbidding shores. Elise, once again, took up residence in the neglected halls of House Zavin, carefully cultivating a reputation as a seductive, yet unreachable recluse. Few have ever guessed her true nature, yet fanciful rumors abound, wild tales of her ageless beauty, and a terrifying, voracious creature said to lair in the bowels of her dilapidated, dust-wreathed palace. Though centuries have passed, whenever Elise feels the summons of her god, she returns to the land of the Black Mist with a hapless suitor in tow, or some other easily swayed soul. And none who accompany her ever return. Thanks for listening. All credit for these stories goes to Riot Games and League of Legends. Full details can be found in the video description. If you enjoyed this production, please hit like and subscribe. There's a lot more coming.